Hello and welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Hello.
I am your co-host Katie Lale.
And I am your co-host Rebecca Collins.
This is episode 11, Halloween Treat Boards.
That's right, Halloween Treat Boards. It's been a journey.
Yeah, it's been so much fun.
Yeah, it has.
I can't wait to talk about it, but before we do, I have some old business.
Old business.
From last month, our after school apples.
Apples.
I promised that I would retry the
salad.
Caramel apple salad with yogurt. Like a Greek
yogurt. I forgot.
And it was better, but still not great.
Okay, but did you also, is that the only thing you changed?
Yes, I just did vanilla.
You stuck with the cacao nibs?
Vanilla. I did vanilla Greek yogurt. And okay. I was excited because it was like, I was excited for more of the creaminess versus the ricotta.
Yep.
Kept the cacao chips. I do think they bring a good crunch to the dish.
Fair enough.
But still not great. It's like too much going on.
Oh, like there's only four ingredients.
I would rather just eat. I know, apple. I said this last time.
An apple.
Like I think less is more. Like just eat an apple. An apple chunks mixed up in yogurt.
I don't know.
It was better. You need a little, but maybe then, mini chocolate chips was the way to go for next time.
Then you also had caramel sauce, right?
Yeah.
Was it just like a full-on dessert?
It was better. I mean, I guess it's a little healthier because you're having yogurt instead of, you're not using like Cool Whip or something.
Oh,
but
okay. So it's kind of a no on this apple salad.
Still a no.
Still a no.
If I had switched the cacao chips the cacao bits for like mini chocolate chips maybe, but then you're just like.
Then it's really
it's a
dessert.
It's a dessert.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was still our winner. Because it was fit the after school mode.
Yes.
But
still the winner with maybe an asterisk next to it.
Do you have any old business?
I don't think I have any old business. I did make it to Apple House.
Hey!
The Apple House. The University of Minnesota's Apple House.
So good.
And brought home some Honeycrisp and some Zestars, which I have now eaten all the Zestars. And I'm kind of sad. So maybe more Apple House or maybe.
Yeah.
I just need to get my hands on some. I didn't even make an apple crisp yet or anything. Mm. I have to. It's like a tradition for
it's
fall.
It's pretty warm today for Minnesota and tomorrow. So it's not like cool weather yet. But next, like
I'm
later this week.
November.
Yeah.
November apple crisp.
Thank you for that Apple House reminder because I went last year and it was great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of other stuff.
Well, they have a pumpkin patch, and they have a store, the store with all the stuff, jams and whatever you want to buy. And then they have the apple cider donut hole.
Yeah, the food, like it's a truck,
food truck. We got the apple cider donut holes. We got the apples. So it was a fun day.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you make it to Grandpa Joe's candy shop for this challenge?
I did make it. I did. I'm going to admit I did not buy anything.
You did? Okay, that's okay.
I went.
Yeah.
I saw. It wasn't fitting my bill.
It's a little overstimulating. Yes. We
you
went
did.
Last weekend,
did you buy anything?
Yes.
Okay.
I bought something for my board.
Okay.
I thought it was fun. It was like a lot going on, but there's like games, toys, candy, ice cream. They're very, this like staff are very like excited and enthusiastic.
Really? Oh,
were they not?
I had a different experience. I think I already had like stuff in my mind and nothing there was like filling it.
Yeah.
So I was like, no. It's like, no, I'm not buying anything here. And also, I was up in Park Rapids last week and peak fall.
Yeah.
So beautiful. The leaves are way advanced.
Yeah.
Saw a bear at Itasca State Park.
You did?
Yes. We were in the car, but he was right by the side of the road. I saw him. He was standing in a big pile of yellow leaves, a big black
probably a black
bear. And he turned and like looked at us and then he ran away.
Whoa.
It was like this weird one moment second where it was like he was looking at us. Anyway, I got spoiled in Park Rapids because they have like 4 candy shops.
Nice.
4, maybe 5. One of them was closed for the season, but they were like still like at least 3-4 of them open.
That's great.
So, yeah, I did that. And then after that, I went to Grandpa Joe's and I was like, this is not living up to expectations.
I hear you.
I mean, if you're in a tourist area where they're making their own fudge, they're making their own waffle cones, it's like, no, you're not gonna.
I did find, this was an impulse buy at the register at Grandpa Joe's, they had butter rum lifesavers, and my mom always carried those in her purse, so I got her a pack. I'm going to mail it to her.
I don't know if I've ever had a
I should have bought another.
Is it kind of like a Werther's?
Yeah, it's like a Werther's. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that an unusual find? Do they not really make them anymore?
That was the first time I like didn't know they kept making them. So had to them.
Here's Grandpa Joe's is like it's like a lot of joke candy.
Yes,
it's like a lot of joke candy.
Yep.
I wasn't in the mood for why I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood for joke candy. Yeah. So I was like, oh, there's nothing I want here.
Yeah.
So that was
Understandable.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
It's closer than driving to Minnesota's largest candy store in Jordan. Right. So
plus, I think that's seasonal.
It's, you know, if you need a local, if you need a quick candy fix,
quick candy fix.
That place is bigger. But they're renovating the one in Jordan. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
I think we decided. I will reveal.
Yes.
We are revealing on air.
We are revealing. I do not know what's on your board.
Nope.
I do not know what movie you did. Okay, so maybe we should say first what the challenge was.
Okay, yes.
It was.
Oh, gosh.
Halloween
I wrote it down.
Treat board.
Yep.
And you pair your board with a movie. But yes. I didn't. This is the thing that happened, though. I didn't really say it had to be themed. I guess that was open to interpretation.
Yes, you did. Correct. You did not say it had to be.
It just had to be
themed.
A treat board, and you like pair it with a movie. But you could have just made your treats totally themed to the movie.
Or it could be something to just go with watching that movie. Yeah, it didn't have to be.
It could have been either way. I have one item that is themed.
Yeah.
And so it had to have at least 3 kinds of candy.
Yep.
One kind of fruit.
Yep.
A cheese.
Yep.
And a baked good.
Yes.
And then you can go
beyond. Sweet or savory. Yeah.
You could go beyond or whatever you wanted to do.
All right. Am I telling you my movie first or not? Or after?
I'll
do it after.
No, movie first.
Do you want it before?
Movie first. Movie first.
The movie is Arachnophobia.
Whoa.
From 1990.
Arachnophobia.
Have you seen it?
No.
No?
Okay, give me the rundown.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me the rundown.
Oh, my gosh. Quick synopsis. We've got Jeff Daniels.
Okay.
He is a doctor, moves to a small town in California to be the town doctor. There's a spider that kills somebody in Venezuela. There's a guy in Venezuela that's from this small town in California. His body, the spider smuggles aboard.
Yeah, maybe I have seen this.
Into his coffin. Spider comes.
Oh.
Travels to California
in the
coffin.
Coffin.
With the body.
Okay.
And then that spider mates with another spider in Jeff Daniels' barn.
Any old spider? Oh, hi.
Well, that's... I was a little, like, upon rewatch as an adult, I was like, how's this working out? Because the spider from Venezuela is looks like a tarantula.
Okay.
But then it just mates with, like, a bigger barn spider. And then they make these, like, little, they're, like, the scariest part is at the end when all these, like, littler spiders are running around. So people start dying and,
it's just a battle against the spiders?
It's a battle against the spiders.
Okay, did you love this movie?
It scared the crap out of me as a kid. Hate spiders.
What year was this?
This was 1990, so I was 11.
Okay.
I don't think we saw it in the theater. I remember watching it at home, but there's a scene where, like, most of the movie is not too scary, but then once, like, the spiders start, like, taking over... That's when, like, there's a scene. There's a woman in the shower, or she's, like, a teenager.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's, like, that scene had just, like, stuck out in my head.
Okay.
You know, when they're, like, all the shots of, like, they're in, you know, they're in the lamp. They're crawling all over.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't like spiders, really.
So.
I can't get rid of a spider by myself. I have to have someone else do it.
It's like
Keith.
Thank you, Keith, for your service.
I mean, if they're little, I can move them. Same. But if they're like quarter size, then I'm not.
Quarter size body?
Well, total.
Oh, total. Yeah.
You know, that's with big. The legs. But yeah, they're like that size.
No. So, you know, it's probably not on the top of your list when you're thinking about scary movies, but it's like horror, kind of like comedy slash, like John Goodman plays an exterminator and he's kind of funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it has some funny elements. Mm-hmm. So I I did a lot of thinking during this. It spurred thinking about what kind of horror movie do I actually enjoy?
Yeah.
Or what kind of horror movie is too scary for me? Mm-hmm. I tried a lot of movies, a fair amount of movies before I settled on one. Yeah. And there were various reasons why they were rejected. Mm. Did you?
As far as thinking about...
Yeah, like, was this your first challenge? Pick? Or were you like, maybe this one?
No. This was my first pick, but not what I was kind of like, what did I start with? I started thinking about, like, what candies do I like?
Oh.
And then I was going through...
So you came in it that way.
And then I was looking at lists of scary movies, and I'm like, okay, like, what, you know, what could be a good one? Or, like, what movies might have some, like, foods in there that I could pull out of? But then when, like, Arachnophobia came to mind, it was like, that's it. Because then it's like,
really? You
can go with, like, spiders, right? Oh, Halloween. We can go in a lot of different directions with that. So once the movie was picked, then it was, like, a lot of fun, like, trying to, like, figure out what to do.
But, all right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To see it?
Let's see the board. All right.
It's covered in a pillowcase. Here we go.
What?
Here's my board. Oh, jeez.
Oh. Oh, okay. Whoa.
We've got.
Oh, look at the little spiders.
My top two Halloween candies are Kit Kats and Reese's Take Fives.
Yeah.
Take Fives were my dad's favorite candy bar. So that's a little in memory of my dad.
Okay.
At Grandpa Joe's, I found these gummy spiders.
Oh,
I don't
gummy
know if they're
spider.
Spiders. I don't know if they're sour or not. I'm trying it. It's not sour.
No.
Yeah, it's just like a gummy spider with some sugar on it. Wait, for the fruit section, I made these tarantula fruit spiders. So it's a big black grape.
I've never seen a grape that big in my
they're
life.
So big. And I made legs out of spaghetti noodles, and you like thread on three raisins and then you like stick the leg in.
Oh my, those are threaded on spaghetti noodles.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was
delicate.
I paired it with some smoked cheddar. I thought maybe went well with like a grape raisin.
Okay.
And there's some plastic spiders on there. In Arachnophobia, there's like a big spider that like lives actually. I thought it was the barn, but it's actually the wine cellar. And so this bigger spider represents that one. And then there's like little ones. There's a scene where this older couple, they're eating popcorn and watching a movie, and there's a spider in the popcorn.
Oh, come on.
So I made buttered popcorn cookies.
Oh my God.
So there's popcorn in there, but I think I know why there's not more like recipes for popcorn cookies, because it like gets a little like, like, I don't know.
Chewy.
It's like a chewy factor, and like, I don't like stuff getting stuck in my teeth.
I've never heard of popcorn cookies. I'm excited to try it.
I do like the way they look, though, with the popcorn sticking out.
Yeah. Okay.
Arachnophobia.
Wow. Nice. Oh, and you even have some, like, cobwebs draped?
Yep, through some. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Covered the board in webs as a base.
All right. Nice.
I can't wait to see yours.
Okay. Well, movie first. My movie is Rosemary's Baby.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Rosemary's Baby.
How did you come to that? Like what?
Well,
this was your like what scary.
It was on my original list. Yeah. Like I made a list of possibles and then I started watching movies and I was like, no, for various reasons. Okay. I tried watching Jordan Peele's Us.
Oh yeah.
I could not imagine eating anything during this movie. Mm. Like, once it starts.
Good point.
I was scared, and I was kind of like watching through my fingers a little bit. Yeah. And I was like kind of on edge, and I was not hungry. And afterwards I was like, I think that was a good horror movie, but it's not conducive to eating anything.
Yeah.
Like, and it didn't seem like fun to be like, what do you want to eat during this movie? Where people are getting stabbed left and right. And kind of brutally stabbed. I was like, no. So that's when I started thinking like, wait, a movie with a lot of killing to me is not a treat board experience. So then I tried watching 2006 Monster House, which is an animated film.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just wasn't into it. So I watched all of that. Then I watched Gremlins.
Yeah.
So I was like, what about Gremlins? Yeah. First of all, Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
And I was like, oh, wait. Yep. No. I mean, it's a horror movie, but I was like, no, no. So then back to the original where I was like, I love Rosemary's Baby. Also, to me, it's not so terrifying that you can't like enjoy yourself during it. But I will also say I've seen it, I think, twice before this time. And I've read the book twice because the book is so good.
Yeah.
The book is. Have you read it?
I think I've read the book. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so tight. It's not long.
Yep.
It's like one of the best horror books out there. I thought the writing was really good. It moves really fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So this time, this movie hit me totally differently because of like the body horror, the loss of body autonomy once she's pregnant.
Yeah.
She has no control over her body, which is like pretty resonant with what's going on today, where I was like, she couldn't choose her own doctor. No one listened to her.
Yeah.
The gaslighting. I was like, this movie. Oh, P.S. I know Roman Polanski is a problem, but we're setting that aside for today.
Yeah.
But like Mia Farrow. Okay. Perfect acting in this movie. I mean, she gets a little annoying, but you're like, also like, she's 100% believable to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh no, oh no. She's never going to get away from them. And everyone's in on it. And it's just like the psychological horror.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I think that's what I enjoy is like the psychological horror. But there was like the whole scene where she's essentially raped by the devil that I had like blocked out. That was like, I was like, oh, this is really uncomfortable. And I wonder if I wasn't watching, like if I hid my face or something the other times. Because I said to Keith, I mean, is this a director's cut with some new scenes?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't think so. But anyway, this movie, so good.
It's so good. One of the things I remember being so scary about it is like what you don't like.
You don't see.
And then your imagination just goes wild. So like I just remember I don't know, it might be at the very end when you just see the carriage, but you never see
like a superimposed set of eyes, but it's not clear if it's the devil's face or the baby's face.
But
one of the scenes that was kind of creepy to me was, so the couple, I think their last name is like Castevets or something, the old couple next to the Satan worshippers. I think, so they have them over for dinner, and there's a scene where Mia Farrow and the woman, they're in the kitchen cleaning up. And Mia Farrow looks to the living room, and the men are in the living room talking, but you don't see them. You just see the smoke of their, like, cigars.
Yeah.
But it lingers on it. Like, what are they talking about in there? And that you realize later, you're like, that's the point where it all started. They were in there talking about his career as an actor and how he wants to get ahead, and the next night he wants to go back over there and like talk to Roman again, and you realize like, oh, that scene with just the smoke is like, ew, that's when they decided they're gonna do this to her. And like, I just hated the husband so. I mean, I guess Jack Nicholson was the first choice for that husband part.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he would have been, like, too much for that part.
Yeah.
I liked, is it John Cassavetes? Or
I think so. That sounds right.
Okay, because there's like Nick Cassavetes. I don't know.
There is, yes.
There is. There is, I think Nick. This is John. Okay. I should have looked.
Maybe I should rewatch this Halloween.
Okay, yes.
Is it streaming?
Watch, yes. Okay. Yes. So anyway, this was my, this is my pick. This is my pick. This is one I settled on.
All right.
So, okay.
Let's see.
So I have to add.
Okay. Do you want me to close my eyes while add it?
Okay.
Oh, no, because you have to step away.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I'll tell you, though.
Yeah. Okay.
So I went a little overboard.
I can't wait to see it. Da-da-da-da. Oh, my gosh. Those look so good.
I know.
Did you also pick Kit Kats?
I did.
Love a Kit Kat.
But dark chocolate and white chocolate. Ooh, Kit Kat.
I like it.
I did.
What's the other candies? What are those?
I did chocolate covered peanuts.
Whoa, did you make those?
No. Oh,
okay.
Hell
chocolate
no.
covered peanuts.
I did candied pecans.
Yum. Yum.
I did pumpkin spice marshmallows.
Oh my gosh, those look so good.
Gummy eyeballs.
I love the eyeballs. Those are amazing.
Those are from Park Rapids, Minnesota.
Yes.
Then this is a special Halloween cheese.
What?
It's called Petit Boo Ash Coated Brie.
What? Oh my
I
gosh,
think
I can't wait to try
when
it.
When we open it up,
yeah,
there's going to be a layer of black, and then I believe the cheese is orange.
Whoa.
This is awesome. Special for Halloween from Marin French Cheese Company.
Sweet.
Honeycrisp Apple. And Devil's Food Cookie Cake Cookie.
Devil's food
Cake Cookies.
I love it.
The centerpiece is chocolate pudding in ode to the movie because they give her chocolate mousse.
That's right.
That has a chalky undertaste. Mm. And that's what drugs her.
Oh, no.
My chocolate pudding does not have any sedatives in it.
That's
but,
good.
I did make this chocolate pudding because I've actually been thinking about making homemade pudding for like a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm not really into chocolate mousse is fine, but I had this recipe.
Yeah.
That I wanted to do for chocolate pudding. And I think I've made pudding once in my life. Why are we not making pudding?
I've only made it a couple times. Yeah.
It's, well, it is a little bit of a labor, but yes. So the centerpiece is chocolate pudding.
Yes. And we, I like your ode to last month. Do you Honeycrisp?
Do you Honeycrisp?
We will be.
Do you Honeycrisp?
We will be Honeycrisping.
Let's Honeycrisp. Let's Honeycrisp. All right. Okay.
We will taste.
We're going to try these boards.
Yes. And we'll be back.
All right.
We are back.
We're back. A little bit of a break. It took a while to try every. I am really full.
I'm full too. Your chocolate pudding was amazing.
Okay. This chocolate pudding.
I ate the whole. I was like, you gave me the bowl, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of a lot. And then
it
was not a problem.
It's not a problem
to eat it. Nope.
It is from Cooking in Real Life by Lydie Hook.
Yeah.
Hook. I think I talked about this book last.
I think you
did
too.
This is the book where I got the kale salad.
Oh, yeah.
With the honey crisps.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Also, this chocolate pudding is from there, and it's really good.
Really good.
Chocolate pudding, making of pudding is a little intense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of whisking, a lot of heat control, a lot of go as quickly as you can.
Yep.
Don't let it boil up. Just be warm. Now do this. But you know what? The good thing about this pudding is it's not too sweet.
No.
I think it only has half a cup of sugar, which is still maybe a lot, but it's way more chocolate forward.
So good.
Yeah. So.
Loved it.
I highly recommend the pudding.
It's great. Eyeballs were so fun. And don't worry, there will be pictures up on Instagram. After this episode.
Yeah. Jelly eyeballs.
They were great.
Here's the thing. You put one in your mouth, it does feel like you have an eyeball. It's slippery and kind of weird.
Yeah.
Those are the two standouts, I think.
Yeah.
I was a little not sure about this brie. It's supposed to be.
It is
orange inside.
It is orange. It's cool.
So it looks cool for Halloween, yeah. But I don't know if the taste was really there for me.
Pretty mild.
Pretty mild. It's good. Not a lot of, I don't know. Maybe if it was on bread.
Yeah.
No bread on this board. Yeah. So maybe.
I had to have like a bigger piece to get the like brie flavor.
Yeah. Okay.
Forward, but we'll see. Oh, I didn't try one of your chocolate covered peanuts yet, but I will.
Okay.
I will after this.
Also, Devil's Food cookies.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Good chew. I like the chewiness.
They're chewy because you actually use a cake mix.
Oh, nice.
And then you add some things to it. So they're kind of like they rise up. They get puffy. Mm-hmm. They're puffy cookies.
My mom makes like a cookie like that. It's like a chocolate crinkle. That's kind of the same. Although it's rolled in powdered sugar instead of like...
Yeah,
granulated sugar, but then it gives you that same like
the crackle cookie.
The crackle cookie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I have the. Is it a King Arthur or a, what is that? King Arthur flour or
the recipe?
Yeah,
I don't know. We just call them crinkles. Okay, chocolate crinkles. You call them a crackle?
I don't know what I call. I just think I've made those for Christmas for a couple of years, and they're really good.
Yeah.
You could use like a dark, rich chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are kind of in that vein, but you know, you're using a... So here's the thing. What is Devil's Food? Is it more chocolatey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I guess.
Chocolatey. Chocolate flavor.
How is it different than chocolate cake?
We should know this. We will...
I should have looked this up.
This kind of fits into our next month's theme. Oh, so we will we'll report back.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything worked. And I really think that popcorn cookies are good.
Thanks.
I don't think it was too chewy.
I thank you for saying that.
There's something about the butter. Is it buttered popcorn?
It's just regular popcorn.
Oh, it tasted but there like buttered popcorn.
There's two sticks of butter in there. Okay. And that's maybe where the butter's coming from.
But it was good.
Yeah.
It tasted a little bit salt.
Yeah, I did put some flaky sea salt on the top before I cooked
them. Yep. I think it had the right amount of popcorn. Like, it had a few pieces per cookie. I think if you, like, had more, it would be like, what is this? I can't get through it all.
Yeah,
I thought those were really good.
Thanks.
Wait, we didn't try...
Oh, we didn't. Oh, we didn't try the...
We didn't try the...
Grape tarantulas. Tarantulas.
Yeah, like...
I mean... Raisin's not like a go-to snack for me, but I did try one of the grapes at home and it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. They're seedless.
I felt like the smoked cheddar went really well with the Honeycrisp apple.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I mixed it up a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fun. Well, I don't know if we really have a winner.
No. It's just this is not about winning and losing today. This is about the spirit of Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get to watching Arachnophobia. Okay. Now, I think I'm mixing this up with Anaconda.
Maybe.
Which is also a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Which could be very fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, are you going to watch any other Halloween movies?
I might rewatch Rosemary's Baby.
I thumbs up.
And I was just thinking about watching something else. I can't remember now.
I know that this is traditionally more of a summer movie because it came out as a summer blockbuster, but maybe I'm just in a 70s mood. But Jaws.
Yeah.
Such a perfect movie.
It's great.
So good.
Yeah.
Like, so good. I mean, I think it can be a Halloween movie.
Sure.
Because it's like whatever you're afraid of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, within limit. There are some movies I cannot imagine watching. Like, I just think, no, I can't do it.
I will never, we've talked about this, but I will never watch like Paranormal Activity. I don't think I can handle it.
Oh, I have seen that at the theater and it messed me up for a number of weeks. Trying to sleep at night.
Yep.
Mm-mm. I'm terrified of that movie, The Babadook.
Oh, also, I probably also will never watch that. Babadook.
Yeah, Babadook. Yep. I read the description and I think maybe I should watch this, and I think don't do it, Rebecca. What are you gonna gain?
For me, I need to be able like for it to not. This is such silly like brain gymnastics, but if I can like separate myself out from the movie. Enough that I'm like, okay, that like that couldn't happen because XYZ or whatever. Oh. But with Paranormal Activity, it's like things that are happening when people are like,
yeah,
people are asleep or I don't even know.
Right.
But like, it feels like too real.
A little on the real side. Yeah. And I didn't see all the follow-ups. I know there's many.
Yeah.
What, two, three, who knows how many now?
Yep.
I just know there's so many horror movies, and I know horror is so popular right now, and I know there's like all these genres, and I'm not into it all, and like most of them I read about, I'm like, no, I can't, I don't, it's very specific what I want in a horror movie, and I can't even really explain it myself, so I just know Rosemary's Baby is so good.
Yeah,
so good. I think I just appreciate like everything about like the way it was shot, the way it was cast. I just think like it seems to get better as it ages instead of like, I don't know, there's something so timeless, even though like I don't know, I can't describe it. Really love that
classic
movie. It's classic
for a reason.
Classic. Yes.
All right. All right. Are you ready for our next theme?
Oh my God.
Right. Well, we hope you have a very happy Halloween.
Yeah.
But next month.
Make a treat board.
Yeah, make a treat board. Pick your movie.
Yeah.
Next month, we are getting ahead of holiday baking with Cookie Swap.
The theme is Cookie Swap.
And we'll be coming to you, or our goal is, because we'll be, that episode will be coming out in November. So you'll have some ideas ready for your Cookie Swap, because December might be, it's too late. You're already have your holiday.
Yeah. Like for planning purposes.
Yes.
A lot of people want to know what they're making, because a lot of Cookie Swaps are early December.
Yes.
Cause then it gets crazy and people leave and what family stuff takes over and you don't have time for your Cookie Swap.
Cookie Swap cookies.
Okay. Are there parameters around it?
No real parameters. I mean, unless you're hosting, you want to make sure it's like something that's easily portable, I guess, to bring. And you're probably making a lot of them, so maybe not something that's easier
to bake.
Maybe
if not you're making cutout a lot. Cookies that are decorated.
Yeah,
and icing.
Exactly.
Okay, now so does it need to be a traditional holiday cookie?
I don't think
Could
so.
Could it be any cookie?
Any cookie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Any cookie.
I like it.
I do have a tip, a holiday baking shopping tip.
Hot tip.
You probably already know about this, but fresh cranberries are not always available at the grocery store.
Fresh cranberries?
Fresh cranberries. A bag of fresh cranberries. I saw them at the grocery store last week, 2 for $5.
Oh.
Pick them up.
Freeze them?
Throw them in your freezer.
What do you use them for?
Lots of, like, baking mainly. Oh. You could do, like, a cranberry bread, cranberry orange bread, cookies, could go good in stuffings. Gosh, what else? You could make like a compote to go on something. I don't know, a relish.
All right.
But just an easy, pretty cheap thing just to pick up and throw in your freezer.
Okay.
I guess I'll say in Minnesota, I don't see them. I don't see them year round in the store.
Well, yeah, because this cranberry season when they harvest them is like fall.
Yeah. So pick them. They're out there now.
Okay.
Just in Minnesota. So pick them up.
Pick them up.
You'll be ready for your holiday foods.
Get them. Okay. I'm going to have to be on the hunt for a cookie recipe.
Yes. And it can be, you know, I guess the cookie doesn't matter, whether it's like office cookie swap, family cookie swap, friends cookie swap. The audience doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. It's just something that you could, that's delicious, that you could make in mass quantity.
Yes. I think, that's the biggest thing. Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Before we go, please rate us.
Yes.
Email us. Follow us.
Communicate with us. Yeah, check out our boards on Instagram.
They'll be up. You can also email us at recipechallengepod@gmail.com.
Get some gummy eyeballs.
So good.
Get ready to settle in with your scary movies or not scary movies, whichever you prefer.
Yes. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.